Yeah, it's a film start with a natural one person's journey, which is me. I have no knowledge about what the refugee is really about, so I have a strong curiosity to jump into the topic because it's a topic which is overwhelming. So by doing that, it seems very natural to use a language I'm familiar with, which is filming or recording or documenting, you know, or research. So since I'm very familiar with, you know, because I was doing this kind of human rights works in China, and you know, we often have to do very quick response to those kind of tragic situation. And I did 10-20 films before. It's all for internet. It's everything to put in the theater. But this, because the thing's getting so big and so unthinkably big, so very granted, so we have to put a lot of more investment on, you know, to organize the team to cover different locations. Still, we have to come out a language which to decide why we need to make another film. There's a lot of refugee films in the media already. And why another one? And if there's another one, what do we want that to be? Then, you know, after all those thinking, you know, at least we know what kind of film we don't want to be. And that's an easy way to come to a clear conclusion. Then the next one, to design a language which can cope with the situation. So the drone shots or iPhone shots, or I bring me to the most two end of the approaching the same topic. One can be very, you know, above all, a little bit indifferent and view of the God to look at the humans movement, and another as iPhone is like you play with a knife, you really cut the wound or to see the blood come out from the skin of the surface. So this works pretty good, you know, because you have to jump from one place to another, and you always to have this large, grand perspective. At the same time, you know, the aerial shots, and at the same time to have the touch, you know, the touch of the skin, the hair, and you know, this is bring the audience in constant struggle visually, mentally.